sing to Yahweh a new song. Sing to Yahweh all the earth. Sing to Yahweh, bless his name. Proclaim good news of his salvation from day to day. Welcome to In the Bullpen, Up and Ready, a ministry of developing contenders. The call has come. You need to get up and ready now.
And look who's coming up. High fly ball into right field. She is gone.
Psalm 98 can be summed up as the joyful and universal song of Christ's reign. It is this psalm that inspired Isaac Watts to write the hymn so prevalent during the Christmas season. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. It is most appropriate for us to sing that song at that time of the year, but also all year long, as Isaac Watts wrote that song looking forward to the triumphant return of King Jesus. Psalm 98 has much in common with Psalms 96 and 97. Matthew Henry wrote that like Psalms 96 and 97, Psalm 98 is a prophecy of the kingdom of the Messiah, the setting up of it in the world, and the bringing of the Gentiles into it. Hear now God's word as we have it recorded for us in Psalm 98. Sing to Yahweh a new song, for he has done wondrous deeds. His right hand and his holy arm have worked out his salvation. Yahweh has made known his salvation. He has revealed his righteousness in the eyes of the nations. He has remembered his loving kindness and his faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Make a loud shout to Yahweh, all the earth. Break forth and sing for joy and sing praises. Sing praises to Yahweh with a lyre and the sound of singing, with trumpets and the sound of the horn. Make a loud shout before King Yahweh. Let the sea roar as well as its fullness, the world and those who dwell in it. Let the rivers clap their hands. Let the mountains sing together for joy before Yahweh, for he is coming to judge the earth. He will judge the world with righteousness and the peoples with equity. A basic outline of this psalm would be this. Verses 1 through 3 and verse 9, the glorious reign of Christ. Verses 4 through 8, the joyful song of the world celebrating the king's reign. Throughout this passage, we see the universality of both Christ's glorious reign and our joyful song celebrating the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, celebrating that he is the one with all authority in heaven and on earth. Psalm 98 is a coronation hymn, a royal psalm, an enthronement song. It celebrates Jesus, the victorious King, who is sovereign over all. It celebrates the Savior, who brings salvation to the ends of the earth. It celebrates the Lord who has gained the victory, who rules in holiness with righteousness, and the King who is coming again to judge the living and the dead. Is it any wonder the saints sing this psalm filled with joy and gratitude, filled with hearts of joy that are active and loud in worshiping the enthroned King of the world? This is a song that will be sung wherever Christ reigns, sung by the nations, sung to the ends of the earth, sung through all creation. Because the Lord has come, joy to the world. I mentioned this psalm had much in common with the two preceding it, and that Isaac Watts wrote his classic hymn based on Psalm 98. But this psalm also has much in common with Psalm 72, and Watts wrote a hymn based on that psalm as well. In that song, Isaac Watts wrote, "Jesus shall reign where'er the sun does its successive journeys run. His kingdom stretch from shore to shore, till moons shall wax and wane no more. Because of our great and glorious Redeemer, who has come and who will come again, we have unbounded joy because of him and in him. And this leads us to an eruption of praise. And not only us, praise in both heaven and on earth, among a redeemed people and throughout all creation. Get your eyes up, fixed on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith, and be ready to deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow him.